Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're relying on me, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Is what we do, but ain't nobody
even when she wasn't retired. And since she'd been retired, she's shown up notorious of researching shit and posting it, sending you a message of what to read. She on it 24/7 all night long. You might get a text from Carol any time of night that she done pulled up through researching. Well, I had a student that I played chess with for about 5 or 6 years, Dennis. He had a friend that lived in California, Brother Drew, named Waya. And that name piece, say, I need me for you to meet this guy. You need to talk to him. So when I did get in touch with him, I asked him about this name that he done, Waya. You know, see, my name is Da Waya, but Waya, what's the meaning of that? You know, because it looked like that me and him was supposed to meet, and I know that we were supposed to meet, because see, I'm Da Waya, and he's Waya, but he's just 42 years old. He got the numbers also, but we were supposed to meet. Brother Drew, this young Negro, and I call him a Negro because he is from this, he's indigenous, and he was here. He's from the 72 tribes, the Creek Nation. He come out of that nation of people. I would put him equal to Carol on research. Now, you know that's a bad boy, don't you? But I'm gonna bring him on the show. Boy, this young Negro, man, you go up on his Facebook page, he researched. He been posting stuff that I know about that I had forgot about, and he been posting shit that I didn't know nothing about, because I knew that great-great-grandpa, Crazy Hawk, when he was talking to Little Hawk, he was telling me about different knowledges, and what he was telling me about the peace treaties. See, great-great-grandpa was born in 1840, and he died in 1960 when I'm a senior in high school, Brother Drew. And he started teaching me at 3 years old. But he would tell me stories, and he said that the peace treaty, the reason that the Creek Nation never signed a peace treaty with the United States, only 6 tribes. And he said that he hated these tribes. This was the Choctaw, the Kiowa, the Sioux, and the Cherokee. And see, my mama was a Cherokee. He hated my mama. This is one of the reasons. He said they sold out the white. They the ones signed the peace treaty. And Grandpa said that the other tribes, especially the Seminole and the Comanches, who was the biggest tribes over here, they didn't sign the peace treaty, Grandpa say, with this white boy, for the simple reason a peace treaty only mean that how he would treat you. And they had observed that he broke every damn peace treaty that he ever made with these five tribes of people. He had broken, Brother Drew. And now we looking at the history now, we know that. Like, he done broke a damn treaty with us. Oklahoma ain't supposed to be no goddamn state. Oklahoma supposed to be Negroes and Indians territory, colored people. That's what the Constitution, goddamn it, says. So we can see that peace treaty is only how Grandpa say how he was supposed to treat you. And then when we doing a research like we doing on his butt, then we run into all of this stuff that gives us good damn understanding of how we've been treated up on a peace treaty that was signed in 1870 by some Scottish Rite and Duncan-ass Masons. And the Scottish Rite Masons have whooped the Duncan Masons' ass. That's the South, which is York Rite Masons, that came out of England that had run the goddamn Scottish Rite Masons called the Templars out of England into Scotland, and they come over here to America. And they fighting for goddamn power, and they talking about freeing niggas. The Civil War was fought. No, the Civil War was fought, goddamn it, for which goddamn Masonic organization were going to rule in this goddamn country. So the Great Seal of the United States of America come out of who? The Scottish Rite Masons, the Masons of the North. We know this now. We ain't no ignorant-ass niggas no more, goddamn it. We know the story. I know the damn story that your ass came over here with. I done put the shit together with the knowledge of great-great-grandpa and these grandmothers through the years of me started reading at 3 years old. All books came from the East to the West. You brought your ass over here. Every book was brought over here. All goddamn gods was brought over here. Well, now in 2018, you talking to a goddamn nigga to tell you when your ass first goddamn hit the ground over here. And every goddamn nation that came from the three hemispheres across the world, your ass be across the water. You ain't from the Western Hemisphere. So don't bring that bullshit that was in the Eastern, Northern, and the Southern fucking Hemisphere over here in 2018 telling me, goddamn it, this is the way it is. No, hell no. We didn't come from goddamn Africa. Nobody is in the Western Territory came from Africa, although we look like you motherfuckers. But like I would hear my goddamn daddy would say, daddy say, goddamn, all looks ain't alike, and all niggas you see ain't goddamn white. And you talking to that motherfucker, his son, the nigga that goddamn said that, the son of gun. That's why I'm a son of gun, too. And just like him, he packed two guns and two goddamn knives. I packed two goddamn guns, pistols, and two goddamn knives, the same damn ones that he packed. And I still know how to gut your goddamn ass. Everything he taught me, these old folks taught me, including your history and your story. You can't call me no lie. Because I'm going to read it out of your goddamn book. That's how we. That's what we done manifested into now, Brother Drew, after 40 damn years. And we all been together. We know the story now. We know the story. We know the story. We got the story. And the story is very easy. All we have to do is put it in a chronological order. And that's how we're going to study this stuff. That's why we can come up. And when we look at the people come from hell, like the people of hell. Now, the people of hell, we're going to do, I'm going to bring you up to now, daytime, Brother Drew. The people of hell believed in a Hellenistic society. The people of hell was Norsemen, what is known as the Norse. Norway is where the land of hell used to be before it became Norway. Now, you can go Google hell Norway, and they got a hell Norway there with all the history in it of the people of hell. See, the people of hell wrote their book. Now, the people of hell, these Vikings, when they conquered a Yehuda, Brother Jew, a Yehuda is what in this language would be a Jew. When this Norseman conquered a Yehuda, and the way the Norseman, this he's 2018, he's an American now, but we talking about his forefathers. You see, in his Bible, he say don't remove the ancient landmarks, meaning that we need to start at the beginning, and that's when we're in a chronological order. We can see, this is what we see when we go in a chronological order, that when he had a baby by Yehuda, who you call the Jews, but he's Yehuda. And when he had this baby by Yehuda, after so many, five generations, then he was known as a Greek, Brother Drew. I find this very interesting when you study this history. And a Greek is the baby of a Yehuda that a Norseman had conquered, a Viking. See, the Viking and a Norseman, they the same tribes of people. It's just that the ones that was Vikings, they was conquerors. The Norsemen, those tribes, six of them tribes up there, they was farmers. So when you say Norsemen and Viking, you're talking about the same damn people, same tribe of people of hell. That's why a lot of people get confused in tracing this history. No, we putting it right in just like it goes. So the Greeks went through a time period of the Iliads, and this Greek Jew become known throughout the world in the days of Alexander that they were the smartest people in the world, this mixing of this seed with this Yehuda, that the Greeks became, of all the tribes up there that were, came out of those people, that these Greek Jews was the smartest Jews there were. That's in that time period. We can see this about Yehuda, who we call Jew. Now, when we see the Vikings coming in and mixing their seed with other tribes, the name changes. And so, but the name change, but the form of government and religion, the way of life don't change. It get put in a revised version from the original. And I mean, they put some disguise on that shit, Brother Drew. You know, because when we get down into the subject of the day religion, then you see how they disguise Mithraism to be called Christianity, and what it, how it went and did its twists and turning and become a revised version up until the 2018 version of religion as we got right now. And so we see that they got a certain color that they go by, red, white, and blue. They all have flags and logos, and their government is the same. It's either Democrat, Republic. That's these people's government, Democratic, Republican form of government. In other words, when you go back into their history, when they split in that, and the first Democrat and the first Republican came out of the ancient Gauls, which became the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths, but the Gauls was the first one to accept Catholicism, which is Christianity at that time period when the Danes and the war up there between, you had to know the history of the Danes, which they, this Viking that had mixed his seed with the Angus, Juice, the Saxons that lived in Britain at that time, which we call Britain. These people that had lived there, then the Angels, the Saxons, and the Jutes. Then you see the mixing of the seeds where the Saxon was the most, and by the way, Brother Drew, these were heathen, barbarian, pagan-ass people.
Uh-huh.
See, that's something that we have to touch upon. In taking this history, these motherfuckers was heathen, pagan, barbarians. And that's what they say about themselves. They don't say that about no African nation of people, the Southern Hemisphere race of people. All heathens, all barbarians, all pagan, all evil people came from the Northern Hemisphere. And this is what everybody agree upon. Even the people that come out of the Northern Hemisphere say that they that. I mean, I find this just simply amazing in their books. They wrote this shit in their books. For the truth of high evil, what it was. But since they have put you up under the signs of eugenics and genocide your ass, we know that right now what generation of people you in 2018. And so we know how you've been genocided. Some of us do. You know, the ones that stayed that said that they was Negro and colored people, they weren't African American. See, this whole lecture is the making of an African American. See, we talking about Negro and colored people's history right now. We ain't talking about African American. This is when the world was known as this particular part in your history that's in a chronological order. So we can see that this government carried the same kind of education, carried a Republican and a Democratic education that came out of ancient Greek and the ancient 12 schools of ancient Greeks. So when we peep up in ancient Greek's history, we'll find that there is 12 schools of thoughts of an ancient Greek in the ancient books. When you go into the ancient history of ancient Greek, you'll find that it was 12 schools of thoughts up there. Seven of them schools, Brother Drew, was wiped out, completely wiped out by the Sophite school, which was five schools of thoughts. And the first schools of thoughts that they wiped out was dialogue. Find that simple and amazing because, see, in the schools of thoughts, when I say school of thoughts, they was called the mystery schools of thoughts or the mysteries of gods. Each, like you went to a Catholic school, Methodist school, each one of these belief systems had their own schools of thought up in ancient Greek dealing with certain ancient gods of ancient Greece. And so when this is when we study, we see that. So the five schools of thought that survived and become the schools of thoughts of all of the Germanic race of people was a Sophite system. And I find this very interesting, Brother Drew, because, see, the Sophite system was the school of thoughts, was the only five schools of thought that believed in love. The other schools of thoughts didn't believe in love, Brother Drew. But the Sophite school of thought, all five of them believed in love. And I find it very, very interesting that here's where you can see where people can't read, even in that time period, that people can't read because reading is understanding, that you don't understand what the Sophite school was saying. And they trick you because if you weren't the aristocrat or the elite on the teaching, then you wouldn't know how to see, because this Sophite school was strictly for the aristocrats, and they, through the school system, they made slaves out of you because they owned all the business. They was the aristocrat with the mercantile, go right on down in all of these schools of thought. And so you can see that. You can see that when we look at this history. Now, they taught love. There was five different schools of thoughts up there that taught love. Now let's look at what those schools of thoughts believed in. The Eros, Eros school of thoughts believe that love should be between man and woman only. The Phalo schools of thoughts said love should be between woman and woman. Stonegate school of thoughts, the people that were members of those schools of thoughts, believe that love should be between man and man. And then here they come, Brother Drew, with agape was the love of God. And that's strange because, see, agape love, the love of God, when you go study about all the gods demanded, agape love demanded that you didn't love nobody but God. You couldn't love man and man, woman and woman, or man and woman. Because agape love, when you read all the gods, say, hell, you had to love them with all your mind, all your heart, and all your strength, and all your soul. They didn't share their love with nobody else. They wasn't cheating in the next room. And they wasn't, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's what it must be sounding like. Because there ain't no damn harm when you read in the Bible, when you read in the cross, each one of these gods say love them with all your mind. And nobody that believes in Eros, Salo, or Stogate ever believed in agape love. And you got churches with agape church up on there. How the hell you believe in agape love, which was the love for God only, and you telling me that man, if you man and woman should have love, man and man should have love, woman and woman should have love, and it's all right with God? That means your ass can't read. But if we look out there through observation and observing your goddamn ass, and being a goddamn sniper that we are, we bust a cap into your goddamn ass right now because we're looking at some bullshit. We're looking at all your bullshit. And see, in the making of an African American, we're going to start with religion. Religion, the discussion of religion started in 1863. So we're going to do the Tyrone Davis, Brother Drew, and turn back the hands of time to 1863 and see what was going on in the Western Hemisphere that the white folks were doing. So when we go back to 1863, we can see where the Duncan Masons had lost the damn wall. That was the end of the wall. And we go across the water and look at Russian history, we can see, because we part of Russian history, Brother Drew, let's bring Russia and the United States got the same constitution as the National Republic Constitution. You see, they got the same damn gun. We can go look at Russia and see where Russia had some emancipated slaves that they had emancipated under their constitution and government. Well, these emancipated slaves in 1863 put the Tsar's ass and took over. At that same time, the Duncan Masons and the Scottish Rite Masons had agreed in a peace treaty that we would be emancipated slaves. And they argued on this goddamn shit, Brother Drew, for 7 years, from 1863 to 1870. They argued on this shit. And so in 1870, they say, this is what we're going to give the niggas. That's a nuisance to us and like Abraham Lincoln said, the niggers was a nuisance to the white folks, and the white folks was a nuisance to the niggers. Shit, both couldn't stand each other at that time period. Shit, everybody was a goddamn nuisance, and they were trying to get rid of some nuisance because they had won the war. So we can see in 1870, the good people of hell and the good government of hell finna give us some hell-elistic education up under their system, Brother Drew. Now, let's look and see of how they say they were going to treat us. So in the peace treaty, they say, here's what we're going to give the niggas. We're going to give the niggas the three R's, which they bullshitted us and told us that was reading, writing, and arithmetic, when it was actually the three roughings of they goddamn order. And they say we're going to give the niggas agriculture and home economics. Now, for 360 years, from 1555 to 1870, 350, what form of agriculture and home economics that these free niggas had done? The present ones and their descendants from what they got over here. You was bought over here for agriculture and home economics. So they're going to say, we're going to give the niggas agriculture and home economics. We're going to make the niggas, that's up under the agriculture, we're going to make them, their colors is black and gold, and they would be known as NFA, New Farmers of America. And we're going to take the little nigger girl, and we're going to name her NHA. A, New Homemakers of America. And your color was black and gold, because you was black gold. Because when they started teaching you that, you became black gold to them. In other words, they put you up under some signs and symbols. That you're, and agriculture and home economics was taught throughout the South until 1970. How goddamn it I know. Tell me what contest that I didn't goddamn win for 4 years in the NFA. And Ed Williams, my agriculture teacher, we called his name was I.T. Williams. We called him Ed Williams. He told us that that didn't stand for the NFA, that stands for Nigger Farmers of America. He said, New Farmers. He said, shit, that's the white folks said, Nigger Farmers and Nigger Homemakers of America. There wasn't nothing new about them, shit. Prof William told me that. And see, they had contests, Brother Drew, in the NFA. They had talent. I won in that. They had quartet. My quartet went to the Nationals, to Atlanta, Georgia, in 1963, with one Atlanta. I won the National in 1962 with singing Go Down Moses solo. Then we had people from my hometown, Tyree White and Lenny Moe, a bunch of them. All of us excelled in agriculture. Every year you had to sing with the females. Well, we don't have that no more, Brother Drew. And the next thing they said that they would give you would be music and PE. But let's look at something, Brother Drew. Let's look at some shit real hard. They say they would give you music, PE, and religion. And let's look at music, the first four. In 2018, you don't know a goddamn thing about agriculture and homemaking. the male and the female that look like me and you. Brother Drew, you don't know a damn thing. But music and PE, which is sports, your goddamn ass excel in that. You number one. Now, you see how they flipped the script, Brother Drew? This is what we're looking at right now.
Right.
The flip of the script. When we know home economics and agriculture was taught in the school system, and when you became an African-American, it was taken out of the school system, your ass excelled in this over here all the way up into the 60s, late 60s, and now you excel only in music and PE, sports. You're a goddamn entertainer. I know I'm one of them. Shit. So you ain't bullshitting me. Know what your goddamn ass was made. Shit. You're an entertainer. So you excelled in entertainment and sports and music right now, and you don't excel in agriculture and home economics, what do you become, Brother Drew? You become a consumer, and don't know goddamn nobody needs a consumer. You old sooner hound, man. Shit, you mix with everything. Somebody train your mind to be a consumer when you was a producer. You can't see that, but see, you was only that. You was that when you was a Negro that was a colored person. When you went to a school that said Negro colored school, all my diploma is I graduated from Ralph J. Bunch Negro Colored High School. That's what's on my diploma. And every goddamn body's diploma until 1970 has that, including my mama, 97-year-old mama. My 115-year-old grandmother, who has been about 125 right now, is on hers. We have her diploma from that high school. That's what was on it. That's who we were. But after 1970, you became an African-American. You're only 58 years old, and we're looking at your ass now. All you people, you got people with doctor's degrees say I'm an African American. They got that mind. See, we learn through that when a group of people break out of a main body, they become a sect, S-E-C-T, a sect. And this sect has its own culture to it, its own language, its own belief. And so you can see that when we was African Americans versus a Negro that's a colored people, you didn't have no sissies in the church house. You was a closet sissy, and don't tell me you wasn't, because my uncle was one. See, and now you's a well-known sissy. You'll tell everybody, oh, I'm a sissy. And see, when I look back through history, Brother Drew, and I go into 1960, the most grandest sissy that ever was in America, because that was his title amongst the sissies, because my uncle told me it was, and all of them sissies that my mama taught piano. My mama was a college professor, a dean of music at Maryland College, that taught punks how to play piano. They said that the grandest sissy ever lived in America, that won the first Academy Award and started a new breed of music with James Cleveland. And we can look at James Cleveland, who was called a minister of music. They would let him be a minister, but he became the first minister of music and the grandest sissy that ever lived in America was James Cleveland. He was known for that in 1960. And then we can trace right on down where the O'Neill twins came in, all the way down, all these sisters. And they bought a new form of music called gospel music. And when they took the Fender Rhodes piano in 1964, they took the Fender Rhodes piano and retuned it on 440 and took it off of middle C. And that's when you could hear, gee, anything that is in a minor key, and you hear Jesus, gee, whoa, whoa, gee, put your goddamn ass in a shock, for the truth. And that's what, from 1960 to now, you see why everybody in Christianity, when they hear the music, they go into goddamn shock. It's because five generations of tuning. See, nature is tuned on middle C. The natural tone is middle C, 40 G. And see, when you say G, see, they don't say Jesus, they say G. And that gets your ass goddamn to shaking. And they put it in a minor key, and goddamn, somebody that can sing can fuck with your mind, Brother Drew, and you got problems? Shit. They put G on your goddamn ass, you sure got problems. And then they lay hands on you. Now, let's go back to 1870, and we can understand how big of fools that we done come, we see this here. And the next thing they said they were going to give us was religion. Now, when we look at this shit, Brother Drew, talking about control through religion, let's look at how they first control you. They said, in order for you to be a emancipated slave, and the government will recognize you as an emancipated slave, where you had to have a what, Brother Drew? You know the answer to that.
In order for you to be a emancipated slave,
not a citizen, but a emancipated slave under what they had put into the peace treaty, you had to have a what?
Interesting.
A Christian name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
See, they lay some shit on our goddamn ass. And the only way that you can get the three R's, music, sport, home economic, agriculture, your ass had to have a Christian name. Now, I find that simply fucking amazing. What they saying, Brother Drew? Your ass, like great-great-grandpa say, you ain't got no choice. Like grandpa say, they make a treaty of how they gonna treat your goddamn ass, and goddamn they'll break the treaty, and you ain't got no choice. Don't you got to fight a goddamn war with their ass. Grandpa say, that's the reason I'm still at war with the motherfucker. Shit. See, let's look at this shit. We looking at it today, telling it like it is and not like it was, because it's showing us the other way. We're going to be like Brill Cream today, Brother Drew. Remember that old commercial on TV back in the day that had a little dab of do your goddamn ass?
Yeah,
just a little
in.
Dab of what I'm telling you, goddamn, a do your monkey looking goat smelling ass, my daddy would say. See, that is, he just like wholesome bread, goddamn. See, untouched by the baker's hand. And the motherfucking baker wasn't no goddamn white boy, it was him. He was the motherfucking baker. There ain't no white knowledge in here, homeboy. This ain't what the white man taught me. This is what I goddamn know about his goddamn ass from observation. That's what daddy taught me. And through observation, daddy made me read certain goddamn books that I had to read. And he placed that H.G. Wells Outline of History in my hands at 6 years old and told me to read it for 30 days. And he said, then we're going to talk about it and see when I know that when I was reading that son of a bitch all my spare time that I wanted to play marbles and do shit, or when they give you a schedule of your power. And my spare time better have been reading that goddamn book, because when he quizzed me on that book, a message from my ass to my brain, if I couldn't answer the goddamn question that he asked me out of them books. Well, at 73 years old, that took a deep effect on me. That's why I know what the fuck I know now. I ain't no smart man, but I know this. We looking at something right now that we hadn't, I don't know no other class, Brother Drew, but our class have looked at this shit. I ain't seen no other niggas tell the story like this. I ain't found nobody. Now, we looking at religion. White folks say that you couldn't go to their school system, do a damn thing, until you took a Christian name. So what did you do? They give you a Christian name of who old Massa was. Now, I noticed something, Brother Drew. A lot of these names came out of the ancient language, and some of them was tribal names. You know, some of the, especially some of the last names, they weren't English names. They weren't Christian names. The first part of the name was Christian, but the last part was not Christian. And the significance of the white man had you with a middle name. You know what the middle name means, Brother Drew?
No, what's that? What do you mean, Brother
Walker? When you had a middle name, that means that what clan did you come from? And they would take the middle name and they would tell you a story, and your middle name told a story to you. My middle name is V. My name was Dave B. White Jr. Grandpa told me, and everybody in our family, every male in our family, had a V for your middle name. And so I asked Grandpa, why was this? And he explained to me. He said, what have I taught you? He said, the Roman numeral V stands for what? He said, five. I said, five. He said, well, who are you? I said, I'm the fifth element. He said, that's why, goddammit, your name is V. So your ass wouldn't forget it. And every male in the damn family had V in it. So your ass wouldn't forget that you was the fifth element, made out of four elements. You didn't come from where them other folks came from, great-great-grandpa said. You come from the Hawk Lodge. You come from the Lodge of Crazy Hawk. That's why your goddamn name, Little Hawk. That's why your daddy's name, Big Hawk. That's why your grandpa named Red Hawk. That's why your uncle named Silly Hawk. All of them had Hawk on the end of the name, he said, boy. And the V is in everybody's name to let you know that your ass is the fifth element. And that your number is five, not six. Not that of a man and a goddamn beast. That's your white ass mama's number. That's what he would say. So we looking at religion. So the next thing that we're going to do, we're going to put them five W's on that ass, Brother Drew. The next thing we're going to do is ask the question, what kind of religion is the national religion of America. So let's go look and see what the white folks say. The white folks say that they are angelic gospel Christian Episcopal teaching up under the high church, the low church, the broad church, or the Nicolaitan doctrine that you find at Revelation 2, verse 15, of the Apostle Creed, the Nicene Creed, Tertullian Creed. That's what America say that their religion is. Now, we go into this same Bible that they say this is the Word of God. Go look at the second chapter of Revelation and the 15th verse. Wrote in red, it says that the hippie on the stick, sweet Jesus, that's what I call him, the hippie on the stick, said that he hated the teaching of the Nicolaitan doctrine of the seven churches of Asia. Damn. But we go and find out who the seven churches of Asia is, and when we go into the Nicolaitan doctrine, find it is, that is the present-day religion of a place that became America 243 years ago, Brother Drew. I find that simply amazing. I mean, these are facts. This ain't no goddamn opinion of a motherfucker. It's the opinion of a goddamn American, he called himself now, and the first American was John Hancock. But he was an Anglo-Saxon before he came that. That's what he claimed to be then. And that's what he really was. And all of his beliefs was that of Anglo-Saxon, religion, government, everything. His whole belief. Well, hell, he ain't changed. Because shit. And so you can see what we're going to touch down on next year, week, Brother Drew, is the help that your goddamn religion, because you believe in it, has gotten your ass in 2018 in a fucking crisis on your help. Because your religion teaches you that you live up on a grace from an ancient law that you can eat pork from the rooter to the shooter because you're a Christian that came from the Hamitic race of people because you got a black ass face and you was the slave that came over here as a Abraham's children, you say you're a black Gentile. When you say that, that means that your goddamn ass is black, but you believe white. You believe what the Gentiles believe. Gentiles told your ass you could pray over pork, and it's all right. And look at you from 1870 to now, look at your health problem. You know, the diseases you won't that we're going to discuss next week. Your ass didn't have that back up here. Yeah, it. Shema Yahweh, Yah Abin Yah Ika, Kamadi Yah. Until next week, Brother.
Kamadi Yah. All right, Kamadi Yah, Brother.